This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, yeah. I hope you're in the mood. It's a tag team with you this morning.
Good morning.
Hello, Hunter. Sean and Hunter with you this morning here at Joy 94.9. Harry, she's on holiday.
She is on holiday. I'm really the constant in this team, aren't I? I just sit here and you two come and go to different continents. Just like this.
What you can't see is Hunter is spidering around the office.
Spidering?
I don't know how else you would describe that movement.
Yeah, it's not friendly for radio.
He's reaching out and pulling in. Picture of Rocker Steadford, him alone on the stage.
Just the two of us. You're on the buttons today.
I'm on the buttons.
Our Welsh operator is not here, as you know.
How would this play out? She just say, good morning.
Good morning.
That's all. You nailed it. She's off to the airport, so lucky her. Probably waking up in bed.
Going nowhere fast.
We have a bit of fun coming out this morning. The two of us, well, without Harry, can get up to a bit of mischief. I'm starting with here. You've sent a letter. Sherry here from Sassy PR. Please find below my suggestions for talk topics on the tag team this morning.
Oh, she sounds nice, Sherry.
Yes. No questions about Hunter's recent dalliances or Sean's micropenis. Thank you.
Well, lots more classy stuff coming up, I reckon.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9.
You are back with the tag team on Joy 94.9. What we really need to talk about is the newest celebrity feud, of course, which is between Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift. Now, I won't go into the nuts and bolts because it's pretty messy. But long and short of it is that Nicki Minaj hasn't been nominated for the awards that she'd liked. And then she's done some shady tweets towards Taylor Swift saying like, maybe if I was a thin woman, I would have get nominated. And you know, because she's angry because Anaconda didn't get nominated. Remember her Anaconda video, which was, you know, loose as.
Do you remember her Anaconda video where they took out the music and just added fart noises?
No.
Oh, that is something else.
That's not who. Nicki didn't make it, though.
No. The internet
did. Very highbrow.
The internet made it.
Anyway, Taylor's bit back and now it's on. It's on. That's what you need, really, isn't it? Just one tweet back and forth and you're in a full-on feud. So whose team are you on?
Team Taylor.
Team Taylor. Why is that? It's just
because I love her.
And you're a skinny white woman yourself. So, Gary, the podcaster, whose team are you on?
Oh, Tay-Tay for sure.
Like we can't all be Tay-Tay.
Well, wait, are you about to say Tay-Tay?
Well, no, I'll go Nicki.
No, you can't.
Well, I mean,
join us.
She wasn't nominated for good reason.
No, it was a good video, but more importantly, I think I wanted to ask you, Sean, which celebrity you would start a feud with.
Are they definitely going to write back?
Yeah, okay, sure. I mean, it can be anyone. Once you declare it here on the radio, you're in the feud. That's how it works in the media.
I think it'd be fun to be in a feud with Paris Hilton.
Why?
Because people have kind of forgotten. I feel like it's a bit of an easier...
Yeah, true.
So, like,
if so, you know, gonna, like, pick your victims. Well.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's going to get you a bit of traction, though. Yeah. You know, Perez would still talk about you.
You call me a bully, but picking someone like that, that's quite bully yourself, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I'd go straight to the top. I mean, it's on the public record that I'm already in a public feud with Tina Arena, because I don't like the way she thinks she's French.
Mm-hmm.
So, sue me.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't sue me. Shouldn't talk about suing, probably. But if I had to pick a new one, I think I'd go Jessie J.
You really have a problem with her, don't you?
Oh, no. No.
What is it about her?
Try as I might, I can't put my finger on it.
Flashlight at the situation.
Sounds like you got that song ready to go.
No, we're talking about Twitter fad.
Anyway, one celebrity that I wouldn't start a feud with is Whitney Houston, for obvious reasons.
I've come up with another one.
Yeah,
I think Charlie Sheen. I'd love to send him back into meltdown.
That's good. Oh, a bit cruel again.
Twitter meltdown.
Oh, okay,
not,
cool.
Not sending him anywhere.
Okay, okay, that's a good one. I can see your strategy going for people that are definitely past it.
Yeah.
Because then public opinion's turned on them. Hmm. It's not a bad idea. And that might have been Nikki's mistake. She's gone for Taylor right at the apex of her popularity.
Yeah. Like Kanye, he's a bit too in the Twitter feud scene.
Yeah.
So no deal.
He'd just take it down.
Yeah.
He would absolutely take it down. Halle Berry. She's done. Take her on, won't you?
Joy.
Oh, yeah, you're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9. It's 4 minutes to seven. Hunter, as I made aware last week, I've moved to a new pad.
Yes.
I've been getting public transport to work. I asked you guys, you and Harry.
That's overstating it, really, isn't it?
What do you mean?
You've been getting public transport to work.
Well, it is because it's not quite working for me just yet. No one's singing songs on the train. No one's really managing to get on the train.
Five days in now and yet no over the rainbow.
Yeah. Every day has been delayed for one reason or another. There was like ice on the tracks. There was, as in snow type ice. Yep.
No. Well, it's been cold.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't quite work out what was happening in the tunnel the other day, but they wouldn't let us through it.
Do you feel that all these years people have been complaining to you about public transport's been in the news and you've just thought, oh, I don't need to care about that, and now it's come back to bite you on the big cold bum?
No, there's been times where I have used it and it worked. But now, here I am trying and failing, and I just don't think people at work are buying my, oh, I'm late because of public transport. Yeah. I've been trying to go early as well.
Well, as a person at your work, I can tell you that's absolutely true.
Yeah. So, I thought maybe this week you could help me with some excuses that might be believable.
Okay. Try this for an excuse.
For running late.
Get up a bit earlier.
So, day one, I was like, all right, I need to work this out. 2 hours early, I left. Well, 2 hours before I started work. Mm-hmm. And the commute is only meant to be 40 minutes. And I still managed to just scrape on in.
2 hours? It took you 2 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absurd. Okay, I've got a new excuse.
So 45 minutes on the 2-degree day on the cold platform. Poor me. Yes.
Yeah. Whoa.
So, I've already used the train.
You know, sometimes Harry and I joke that you like to be a victim, and this conversation is really... It's really proving that wrong. So.
Oh, have you got an excuse for me or not?
You could... why don't you pretend that you met a gentleman the night before, and you've ended up in some wacky adventure, sexually, I mean, mm-hmm. and you've woken up in Tarnit.
Where's Tarnit?
Oh, I don't know, but it's miles away.
Well, yeah, I can't use the doctor. I already used that one.
No.
Yesterday.
Are you giving away all your gear? Are you going to get fired?
Well, no. I just need more excuses.
Your boss might be listening.
Well, text in the excuses and I won't read them out.
All right. If you've got any suggestions for Bozo, hit us up 0427-JOY949.
Is that right? Yeah.
I had a brain freeze.
Got brain fart.
Like you on the platform.
Stop picking on me.
That's sad, isn't it?
Joy 94.9.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, yeah, we're rumbling. It is the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Just Hunter and Sean with this morning because Harry's... she's gone back to the motherland.
She's at the airport. She's due to depart.
It's calling her back. Like this.
Oh! It sounds more like a whale.
Oh, it's a whale song.
Oh.
That's where she's going back, whales.
It is a tag team with you this morning.
Sorry,
Sean and Hunter.
Sorry, Sean, did you get it? Like, whale song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's a whale.
Yeah. As I said, is that a whale? I realised what was going on.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get to the pressing issue.
Me too.
How was Nude Night this week? Melbourne's new Nude Night.
I don't know what you're referring to.
There's an establishment that has got hosting a Nude Night, just hanging out, literally. And,
full nude.
Yeah.
And you're implying that I went.
I'm asking how it went. Yeah.
You know, as well as anybody knows, that I am a never nude.
You're wearing your denim cutoffs right now.
I am a never nude. I don't even appear topless. I've not appeared topless since 1997.
I was convinced when you were telling me excitedly about Melbourne's new nude night that this is something that you were...
Not in a million years. No. You've never seen me partially nude, have you? We spent a lot of time together. If I was a proud nudist, you would have seen... I'm not saying you would have seen it all, but you would have seen more than you have.
I have two comments to say here. One, I have seen you swanning about a towel.
Just a towel?
I think so.
No.
I'm definitely... No.
Where? Name and place.
Your house.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Second thing, unrelated to that, you are quite proud of waist down, like you like your legs, and you said if there was a way to wear, there was a tight and bright party recently, and you said if I could just wear a G-string and you know, everything from the waist up was fine, I'd totally wear a G-string to a night out in Melbourne.
True. I would rather... And you can put this on the record.
I'm putting it on the record.
I would rather go to a night in public where it was pants off than tops off.
Okay. Okay, so you weren't at...
Come at me.
You weren't at the night.
Absolutely not.
Neither was I.
I wouldn't be able to go to that nude night if you paid me $1,000 to do it.
I think you might for $1,000.
No.
Okay.
I might for 10, but not...
$10.
No.
Okay, well... Moving on from that topic.
Oh, do we have to?
Well, okay, no. Moving on from the nude night that you didn't go to.
How much would I have to pay you to go to the nude night?
Oh, like $200.
200?
Yeah.
Full nude.
In drink vouchers.
I mean, I saw some of the photos. They were playing pool. Imagine playing pool in the nude.
Look out for that. No, I'm not going to say.
Yeah, rather the Jabberwocky behind you.
What's the most fun thing? And this is G-rated.
G-rated.
Thing that you've done nude. Have you gone for like a bit of skinny dip?
No. As I've mentioned several times now, I've never been nude. I've only been nude during nude time.
Okay.
But pray tell, Sean, what is the funnest thing you've done in the nude?
I'll tell you after this. You are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
You're listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9, and
we're talking nudies.
We're all going to nude school.
We're all going to nudie. I'm not going. I'll bring a note from my parents.
Do you think they'd believe me if I said that you were completely naked right now?
These guys are here.
Listeners.
No. But if we need to be a show photo.
Whoa.
We had a text from Mick in saying, guys, it's time to go nude. It's a great fun night out. Though one does need to be careful when playing pool. In the queue. For a number of reasons. Because you don't want to get ready to play a song. You don't want to...
Stop. No, no.
You don't want to... No. You don't want to... Pot the brown. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You sounded like Luke McGregor then, the comedian.
I'm sorry. That was the sound of thousands of listeners changing the channel. Sorry, guys.
So, we're asking what's the most fun thing that you've done.
Yes, G-rated. You teased us.
Well, a little bit.
What do you got?
Well, there's a couple of things, guys. In Portland, the hometown.
Oh, say no more.
Well,
they're mad for nudity down there. Are you going to tell that story about the dads and the... how the dads get the...
where's this going?
I can't remember it.
What do you mean?
What are you doing?
I'm waiting for you to tell me the story. But
there's something about the dads and the pulling the shorts down. It sounds revolting, but I think that's what it is.
No, there's a tradition, and it's not just in Portland.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear Daddy Cools the Eagle Rock, people drop trowel. They still have their underwear on.
Okay, slow down. Anytime you hear a song, which is...
The Eagle Rock.
Or everybody, men and women, have to take off their pants.
They don't have to, but most people drop their pants around their ankle and then dance in that one spot, doing a bit of the pub dance, you know, left, right.
So this isn't just a Portland thing, you don't think?
No. This definitely happened, like, at a lot of the universities or campuses.
Right.
Yeah, they love it.
Mad Text in it. If you've ever heard of it before, if you too think it's a revolting Portland tradition.
It's not a Portland tradition. But there was that time at my school graduation... where everybody did it.
Oh. Is this the funnest thing you've done in the nude?
No. Oh. That's the story. You just coaxed out of me. Made me tell the story.
Sorry, I did. Okay. So now give us the nudity.
Well, Portland's mad for a skinny dip. So we have the one night club in town. 3 a.m. or 3:30 it would finish. And then that's up on a cliff. And it has spotlights down on the beach front, on the jetty. And so all the security guards and CD taxi drivers would stay up there and watch all of us filter out of the nightclub down there in Skinny Dip.
You would Skinny Dip at 3 a.m. in Portland?
3:30 a.m.
That must be freezing. And
that's probably after a hot potato from the spud truck.
Was it freezing?
Well, I can't.
Did they do it in winter or just in the summer months?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
How many times have you neutered up and done that?
Oh, regularly? Even just last Christmas Eve when everyone goes home. It's tradition.
You got fully nude on Christmas Eve and did it?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. I think you're lying.
I'm not.
I think you're lying.
I'm not lying.
Well, I wish you were.
The last time... The last time I had like a handlebar mustache, it was all kinds of wrong. Second time.
Oh.
My second most fun.
We're just going to do a full hour of you in the nude.
No, I just... This one's a very quick one as well.
We've got enough
material. It was just a toga party, but then everyone went around with scissors, cutting everyone's underwear off. And then...
Well, that's Greek, isn't it?
Well, yeah. So that's Greek. We're all... minus sans underwear. Running around, and then by the end of the night, no toga either.
You were just nude. It was just a nude
party.
Yeah,
it was a country like 21st.
You brought up this chat topic as though it was something you read in the gay paper and you want to have a chat about. But now I realise that it's all been a ruse to allow you to monologue about your nudity. So why do you need $2,000 to go down to the nude bar then? If you do it for free in Portland.
I said $200 in drink cards.
Why do you need?
You were $2,000.
No, it's $10. Why do you need $200? Just do it for free, man. It'd be like Portland.
I just need to be a little bit fitter.
Do you think anyone can beat you?
I hope so, because they're kind of tame nude stories. We want G-rated fun.
Yeah, G-rated, we're G-rated fun. If you think you can beat off Sean's nude story, hit us up.
Joy 94.9.
Last week, Shwani, I was telling you about how I had a flat tire and I was not equipped to pump it up. Well, the good news is I taught myself.
Did you?
Popped onto the service station, whacked the little cap on, and I got to say, it was a gas. I loved it. It was really fun.
It was a gas.
It was a gas. Yeah, it was good fun. But maybe I didn't do it right, because that night, it literally blew up on me on Punt Road.
Oh, and you did
it
right.
There was a bang. The car dropped.
Do you think maybe you put too much air in?
No, I think it might have been burst the whole time and I just thought it was flat, but I thought it had a big gaping hole in it. So I've gone from not knowing how to fill up my tyres to not knowing how to change my tyre, right?
Right.
So I pull over, I have a good look at it. I popped on YouTube. I thought, maybe you should be able to teach me how to do it.
Modern man.
And anyway, long story short, I had to call in some help and it cost me literally hundreds of dollars. And while I had to sit there and wait for 2.5 hours, I had a bit of a flashback to me at the age of about 17, 18, where my dad was trying to teach me how to change a flat tire. And I was like, I don't want to listen. I'm too busy. I'm never going to need to change a tire, Dad.
I wish you sounded like that.
I used to. So I was able to pinpoint the exact moment where I went wrong, you know, where I chose the incorrect course and elected to be ignorant. That was my moment.
Okay.
So I really pinpointed there where the thing that I hate my former self for.
And is this a regular thing for you? Hating your former self or just hating yourself?
Yeah. And I thought it'd be an uplifting chat. You know, what do you hate most about your younger self that really annoys you today?
Oh, there's too many things.
Is there?
What do we got?
Oh, do you want my list?
Yeah.
Because I've just off the top of my mind,
yeah.
Things that I hate my former self for going to university.
Yeah? You're not happy with your law degree?
Waste of time. Shouldn't have gone. Should have saved the money.
I like that you can sign my documents, though.
Well, that cost me a lot of money.
Okay.
Not exercising.
You regret that?
Yeah. Smoking.
You're still doing it, aren't you?
Yeah. Not wearing my retainer plate. I hate myself for that, because that used to hurt a lot.
Yeah, I can agree with that one.
Yeah, I hate that I was school captain. That's gross.
Primary? I was primary. I don't regret that.
No, I wouldn't. If I had got primary, I wouldn't regret that either.
How's this, though? My grade 6 graduation, I had to give a speech. The female school captain, my partner, she had got expelled the day before, so there was a 24-hour school captain who I had to do my speech with. I cried during my beautiful graduation speech in grade 6. That's what I regret.
Cried out of joy.
Out of elected, just pride.
For being elected school captain.
This is at the end of the year, at the graduation.
Oh, that's sweet. Because you were sad about leaving school.
I guess. Yeah. I don't want to grow up.
Well, you knew even then that you had peaked. I regret getting fired from a fast food store for eating the fries.
Did that really happen?
Yep. It was a very big fast food chain. Not that one that you're thinking of, the other one.
Okay.
And then just generally I regret eating fries. So, yeah. What's your list? What do you got for us?
I can think of one.
Yeah.
Learning to drive too late.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was gifted a really terrible car, like almost paddock bomb, but it was roadworthy. When I was like, I guess 17 or 18, and I just didn't know how to drive it or have like my P plate, so I couldn't drive on my own.
Anyway, I've written a list for you if you want.
Oh,
of things that you could regret.
This is not going to be pretty.
No, it's not terrible.
Okay.
Playing the sax. Not being cast in the Cats musical. That shirt you're wearing today.
I like this shirt.
That jacket you've brought today.
That jacket you went and bought a replica of for yourself.
And finally, agreeing to be my friend.
That was never agreed upon.
Work on all of those.
Just was put together.
Pop on the song and you could probably work through. You've got a t-shirt under it anyway, so you could take it off.
I think it's your t-shirt.
You are listening to Tag Team on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.